Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Yay!
It's Anna and Raven. You don't have the Nextdoor app yet. This is not a commercial for it. It's just fantastic. It's an app that lets you know and has people in your neighborhood that can communicate with each other, which is great on so many levels, but it also shows you how nuts your neighbors are.
I gotta be honest with you. When I received this invitation to join, and then I went on there and I started filling it out, I was like, I'm not telling these people these things about me, because it asks you for a lot of information, but through that, it connects you with a world of entertainment.
That's right. So I'm on the Norwalk one because that's where I live. And what I've done is I've pulled one of the recent conversations, and Raven and I will act them out for you.
Oh, I love it.
Ivanka writes, holiday gratuities. What does everyone tip the recycling person, garbage pickup person, postal carrier during the holidays? Just wondering if we give too little or too much. Thanks in advance.
Oh, MJ says, I usually give them $20 per person. They work hard.
Well, that's nice, MJ. Allison responds, how exactly do you leave the recycling and garbage people the money? Can you safely leave an envelope, or will it get thrown out?
I listen for the trucks, Allison jumps in, and I go out to the curb personally to thank them for their work.
First of all, let's stop right there.
Okay.
Can you imagine, like, the woman that's running out with the envelopes?
Right.
Do you shake their hands and their gloves with the garbage person? Thank you!
Do they still pick it up in your town? Because
we have the arm that comes.
It's just the big mechanical arm that comes down. Do you put the envelope in that? Like, you're handing it to the Iron Giant?
I tape it to the top of my, because I'm never home.
People say that they take those, man. That people come around and they steal them.
But I'm not home. How am I going to get it to them?
Here's the thing. Do you feel any worse if you think somebody actually stole it? Because you think the guy picked it up. You're like, oh, look, I did a good thing.
It's nice that she goes out and personally thanks them. Like, is she just knocking on the door like, open the window?
Yeah. And the guy's like, lady, I've got a taser in here.
Yeah.
I'll pepper spray you, lady.
Uh-huh.
Diane checks in and says, I always seem to have a different mailman.
Then what do you do when you have a different mailman? I have to be honest. My mailman has disappeared, and now I also have a different mailman.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about
it. I had fill-in mailmen and male women before.
Yeah.
I only just got a regular mailman this past year. And my wife keeps going, do we need to tip him? I'm like, he's nice. She's like, so?
Right. Like, you don't know.
She's like, it is his job.
Oh, and then there's Linda. There's always a Linda on one of these conversations.
Mm.
Give what you can comfortably afford. Always. Right?
Can anybody afford to give anything?
Well, right.
We just give it anyways.
Yeah, you just have to.
That's just the way
time
it works, right?
Time of year.
Dorothy chimes in. Postman, $20. Garbage recycling guys, case of beer.
Now, when you're selecting the beer.
If I get around to holiday baking, then I give them what I've baked, typically cookies, etc.
Would you rather have the random cookies or the random case of beer? Like, when she goes there, does she pick up a Coors Light?
Right, or case? Is it Natty Light?
Right.
What's the quality of the beer?
Is it a Stella case?
Can I,
a Stella case I'm kind of into.
Can I decide if she's walking it out to the truck?
You know? Kind of cookies
like if I see it's Keystone, I just hit the gas and act like I didn't see her, and then she maybe thinks it over again for next week.
Oatmeal cookies, not pass.
Right.
Thank you. Do you have any Natty Light in there?
Here's the thing, too, is like, you know, you always think of the garbage guy as like, oh, well, I don't know who he is, that kind of thing. I don't know who you are, lady.
Right. I don't
like, if you made these cookies, like, I don't know anything about you. You could be trying to kill me.
Then there's a Diane. I do not and will not tip the recycling guy. He doesn't even get out of his truck, especially when some of the recycling spills off. He just drives off and leaves it on the ground. Diane is so mad at the recycling person. She's so mad.
Are you supposed to be mad at that guy, or are you mad at your neighbor who constantly overstuffs the thing?
Yeah,
right?
I'm that neighbor.
That's just waiting for a stiff breeze to flip that thing open and put egg crates across every neighbor's yard.
But Libya chimes in and she says, I usually buy them gloves. What? Why?
Listen, lady.
You shouldn't be buying people clothes that you don't know. What kind of gloves are you buying?
Who bought you these gloves? Says the trash man's wife. Who bought you these gloves?
The lady at William Street.
No,
I don't know her.
Yeah, right.
Spring has sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.